This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And good morning, Paul, and good morning, Port Douglas.
Yes, mate, a great day. Now, look, we've had so much comment about our crap app of the week with the shaver.
Yes, good. That's what we want.
And one of the questions was, and one of the listeners actually texted me to say, how does Richard come up with the crap app of the week? So how do you find these, first up?
I go in and I delve into news feeds and I do certain search terms on Google to come up with these things for the listeners every week. It's probably, everything else is quite easy for me. This research that I have to do for something that's really bad is probably the hardest thing I would do all week.
Hey, listen, I noticed, and I just told the listeners when you put it up on your Twitter feed, you said, tune in to Fab FM and Paul Macon. I'll be talking to Paul Macon. And something about romantics, you know, tune in.
That's
so
right.
Has that got something to do with the crap app or something else?
Oh, no, it's got to. We're in a romantic mood this morning, Paul.
Okay. Well, look, let's get underway first up, if we can, with the best iPhone features. Now, apparently, you know, should you upgrade your iPhone 11? That's the first question, I guess.
So the iPhone 11 is out today, Paul, so people can pick it up today, or a lot of people haven't delivered today. Three of the best iPhone 11 features are the ultra-wide camera on there. This phone really is a camera that makes phone calls and you can do text messages on it. That's how good the camera is on this. The camera on the iPhone 11 now with that ultra-wide allows you to get more of those sweeping landscapes in. And you know those group photos, Paul, where you can't fit everyone into the frame?
Yes.
It really makes sure that you get everyone in. And what happens is, let's imagine we've got somebody like Ralph, who we all know, is standing right on the side and we just can't get him quite into the shot. The phone will actually tell you that Ralph needs to move in just slightly.
You know what I thought? I thought the phone told you Ralph needs to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah, no, we would never say that about Ralph.
No.
Good heavens.
Good old Ralph Hadzik.
That's it. Wonderful man. And with videos, as you know, Paul, because you've done a lot of video in your time, that wider frame helps you capture more of the action. The other thing that I really like about it is the front-facing camera. Apple have gone along and changed the front-facing camera to be exactly the same as the back-facing camera. So it's a 12-megapixel camera now. And you're able to shoot 4K video on the front. And there is an app coming out, Paul, that this is really going to make your day, I think, because you were in TV for so long. You know how when you used to do two-person shots and you would interview, let's say, me, and then we'd have to have some fill-in stuff as well? The iPhone is now so good that what happens is that it can film both sides at once and stitch them together.
Okay, and just to let people know, sometimes if you have a two-camera shoot, that's fine. If you're the ABC or you've got a big budget, you have two cameras there, one on the interviewer and one on the other person. But sometimes if the budget doesn't allow it, you've just got one camera that films the interview, and then you go back and you do your cutaway questions or your noddies.
That's right.
But you're saying with this thing, it actually films both ways?
Both sides at once.
Whoa, that is fantastic.
It is. The other thing that people will absolutely either love or going to hate is that you can actually take slow motion selfies now. So they're going to call them the Slofie. So I can guarantee you today, after people have got the iPhone 11, we're going to see all these things on Facebook and Instagram with people shaking their faces, shaking their hair all in slow motion. So welcome to the world of the slow feed.
That's amazing. And listen, Richard, I was going to ask you about the ultra-wide camera. It's not fisheye, is it? Because sometimes if it's too wide, it distorts.
Yeah, no, it's not fisheye. That's one of the first things I thought of as well. The other thing I like about it is night mode as well. Apple have really fixed this. So if you're taking a photo in dark conditions, normally you go along and put the flash on. You don't have to with this now. What it does, it takes multiple photos, stitches them all together, corrects the contrast, reduces the noise, and produces great photos at night. Oh. So it's out today. It really is a top-end camera, as I said, that makes phone calls.
iPhone 11. And what's the average cost? What's the cost of the iPhone 11? It'd be pretty through the roof, one would suspect.
If you get the Pro with three lenses on it, you're sitting down, Paul?
Yes, I am.
Around about $1,800.
Whoa. Okay. All right. But anyway, it sounds like, because, I mean, you'd spend that sort of money on a very good camera, wouldn't you? So if you take that into account and the phone is producing this great video capabilities and still capabilities, I suppose if you look at it that way, you could say, well, I'm investing in a great camera, video and still, but also I get the emails and I can make phone calls as well.
That's right. And really, we've got to say the point-and-shoot camera industry is pretty well dead now.
Some of the pros tell me it'll never die because photographers still like that to get a camera, a real lens. Like the Nikons, for example. Nikon turn out some amazing cameras. And I know it probably has decreased the market, but photographers will always tell you, I'm not going to shoot all my professional stuff on a telephone. I'll shoot my stuff with a real camera and real lenses.
The digital SLR, I will agree with you, but the other anything under a digital SLR, no. And actually, the new iPhones have got some features in there that are not on any digital SLR on the market. So I was listening to a few photographing podcasts yesterday to get their opinions of it, and they say this is now an integral part of what they take photos with.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have the lucky $5 note here at Fab FM, and it's brought to us by Murano's Fuel and Signal over at Mossman. Now, Signal have a monthly prize, and that is a Nikon, one of those DSLR cameras, and with the real lenses.
That's a great prize.
It is a great prize, and that's valued at about $1,200, around that sort of price. But yes, you're right. If you go for that top-notch stuff, fine, but some of the other stuff, I mean, those little small cameras and all that, they are dead in the water. Now, okay, we're talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM. What is Google One and why did it just get very attractive?
So for all the people out there who've got Android phones, you really need to listen to what I'm about to tell you. Google One is where you pay for cloud storage on Google. So, you know, with the iPhone, we've got iCloud storage, but now with Android phones, you can get Google One storage. So Google One storage starts at about $24.99 a year for 100 gig of storage. Why is that so good? A lot of people out will have problems over the years with Gmail and things. If you pay for Google One storage, you can actually ring up somebody and get your Gmail problems sorted out. Because before, no response at all, because you're paying for you're getting a free service. So people will really like that. But for Android phone users out there, if you put the Google One app on your Android phone, you can do a complete backup, which is kept up to date all the time, of your Android phone. So if you lost your phone, if you've swapped phones, you can actually go along and get all your stuff back, and it's done all the time. It's a great, great feature, and I think for $24.99 a year, Paul, it's great insurance for people out there so they don't lose everything on their phone.
That is great. Now, we've just been told by you that the iPhones are out today, but what else is coming?
We've got a brand new phone from Google, the Google Pixel 4. Great phone as well, got to say that. That'll be out on October the 15th. It will probably come with a new Google Home Mini, plus a new version of my favourite, the Google Wi-Fi. And I think if you've got Wi-Fi problems in your home, Google Wi-Fi takes care of that very, very well. Good thing to have a look at, but there'll be a new version of that. And also on October 15th, Microsoft will have a Surface announcement, so we can expect upgrades to their Surface products, the Surface Pro, the Surface laptop as well. So we've got lots of tech stuff coming in these next few weeks, Paul.
Thank you, Richard. Now, John Blake has been at it again.
Yes, he has, Paul.
Okay. Now, just got to explain to listeners, he's in Adelaide, John Blake. He's absolutely brilliant. And he does a thing called Behind Closed Doors, where he does stuff on the announcers on a station in Adelaide called 5AA. And one of those people that comes on is Richard Pascoe. Now, Richard not only does it for us, but several radio stations around Australia. And one of them is in Adelaide, and that's 5AA. And John Blake does Behind Closed Doors, where he... I guess, sends you up, mate.
Oh, yes, he does. It's fine. I think it's very good fun. It really is.
All right, let's have a listen to his latest one. Here we go.
And welcome back to the program. A bit later on, we'll be talking about electricity and, more specifically, discussing nuclear power and whether or not it's a good idea. Of course, there is a school of thought with nuclear power that if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't be allowed to have it. So we'll be talking about that a bit later, but right now it's time to fix all your technical and computer problems with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Hello, Richard.
G'day, Alan. Ready to go? Not a problem.
And Jeff has called in to talk to you, Richard.
G'day, Jeff.
Oh, g'day, Richard.
G'day, Jeff.
Richard, when I'm downloading porn, is it a good idea to subscribe to the website so I can get regular updates on new videos?
Not really, Jeff. I never do, because sharing your personal details with a website like that is never a good idea, because sometimes that information gets leaked and then everybody will know you're a pervert.
Ah, right. Well, I'll just have to keep checking back, will I?
Yes, do that when you've got a spare moment, Jeff. That's the best idea.
Right. Thank you, Richard.
No problems, Jeff.
So your advice there, Richard, is don't subscribe to websites.
Well, you can if it's Harvey Norman or Bunnings, Alan. No one bothers to leak their information because most people are fine with being exposed as prolific DIYers or having an aversion to white goods.
Yes, I see. Right. Let's talk to Gerald. Hello, Gerald.
Hello, Richard.
G'day, Gerald.
Richard, if I want to watch the Premier League illegally, should I use a VPN to do that?
Oh, no, I can't talk about pirating on the air, Gerald.
Oh, we can't talk about that on the air, Gerald. No, that's pirating. You still there, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm still here.
La 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 la.
You still there, Gerald?
Yeah, I'm still here.
La 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 la. You still there, Gerald? Thanks for coming in again, Richard.
My pleasure, Alan.
Ah, it's interesting. John Blake sent me up many years ago when I worked for 5AA, and I said to my son, I said, and to Marion, I said, I don't talk like that. And they said, yes, you do, Dad. So I love the impression of you. You know, don't do that. Don't go onto that website. I mean, it's fantastic. And you don't mind it? You're not offended by it?
No, I don't. Not at all. I think it's great fun. I've had people call me and go, you shouldn't let him do it. It demeans your brand. You know what? You've got to have a bit of a laugh at yourself sometimes, Paul.
Absolutely. La, 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 la. Fantastic. No, it's really great, mate. Now we move on to one of the favourite segments for our listeners, Crap App of the Week. And this has a romantic feel about it.
It does, Paul. That's what we like to see. So this week's app is Will You Marry Me? Now, look, folks, yes, this thing does exist. We've got some loser out there thought he would go along and make this app up there as well. This bloke cannot be the bachelor, let me tell you. He says on the website, if you wish to propose in a unique and original way, or you're afraid to get no for an answer, let me tell you, if you're about to do what this bloke's to do, you're going to get no. Even I can tell you that. He says, will you marry me is a perfect gap for you. No, it's not. Guys, do not do this. It says, save your money. Don't waste on an expensive ring until you get the yes. What the app does, Paul, it puts a ring on your phone in a box.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Can you imagine getting down on one knee in front of Marion and going, look, here you go. Take your pick of your rings as you go through, and you can swipe through the rings to open the box. And she'll go, yes, Paul, of course. She's never going to say that, people, at all. Good heavens. They reckon propose, open the box, and ask the question. I'd ask the question, when's the nearest bus to get out of here? Oh, God's sake, can you call me an Uber to run away? We don't need this sort of app out there. And at the bottom of the app, he puts at the bottom of the app, devoted to my love, Yale. Got a message for Yale. Run. Run like there is no tomorrow. Run, Yale, run. So, yes, will you marry me? No, I wouldn't. Anybody who puts that up in front of people does not deserve to have it.
All right. Well, I didn't ask Marion that way. I asked her in a very romantic way, down on my knee over in the US at this beautiful hotel down by the lake where they made a movie, and I went to exactly the same spot. But listen, mate, I've downloaded the app, and you're right, it has a little ring box there, and it says yes or no. So I'm going to go yes. Hang on a second. So they applaud you as well.
Yeah.
Let's check no. No, nothing happens. No. So if you say yes, you get the cheers. And that's it.
That's it.
Oh, that is totally, totally ridiculous. That does qualify for crap app of the week, doesn't it?
It does. And we've got another romance one for you next week, Paul.
Oh, beautiful, mate. What about your website, please?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye. Richard Pascoe, our tech guy there. If you're going to ask her to marry you, do it the proper way. Down on the knee.